was like, your dad had a pretty good time.
Stupid broad. I didn't hear some of the things she said on the tape. It didn't come out. Sound like you had a good time down there. Yeah, here it is. 13 December 1970, into the Republic of Vietnam again. I can play sex on bed, it blows. About ready to go stir crazy again, kid. Been here since. I guess I get back on the 30th of August is the last time I was out. Off the base, even. Besides flying. And I went downtown one night, got laid. Didn't check myself the last couple weeks. Guess I'm getting locked out again. That's all I've done since 30th of June. Haven't been doing too much. Oh, I wanted to set you straight on one thing. On your tape, you sent back, you were talking about this hardship, some problems if I married a Vietnamese woman or something, and I don't know. I said I really liked this one, but there was no marriage or anything intended. In fact, she just dropped me a couple weeks ago for my department head, who was a lieutenant commander. I was pretty pissed off about it. I was going to go punch the son of a bitch out. A little scrawny little bastard. Now I'm just going to beat him into a fucking pulp. But I decided not to. It wouldn't be real good for my naval career. And, I don't know. She says that, she didn't want to, you know, she was looking for somebody that wanted to settle down. She thinks that he'd get it, you know, he might settle down with her. All that she was fucked up. And I laughed at that. I tell you, I didn't have time to get myself wrapped up in these sob stories. So, I just said, okay, lady, if that's what you want, you go play your own games. It kind of hurt my ego, I guess, more than anything, but not really. I talked to her one day, and she's going to punch him out. You could see we were having a little bit of a problem because I wouldn't talk to him in the office or anything. I had to work the same office with him, so he called me over the corner and started talking about it. And he asked me, you know, if there was anything wrong. I said, well, I didn't know why I did it. If it was just to prove that he could take her away from me or not. At least I didn't give her all those bullshit that I was going to marry her and I was going to extend over here and I was going to take her home. I said, all I told her is that I was up for a good time. And if she wanted to be with me, that'd be fine. Because we could have a pretty good time together. And he swore that he didn't tell her he wasn't going to. He said he was going to try and get her back to the States. He didn't plan on marrying her or anything. And so I said, well, hell with it. Life is... I'm getting too short to worry about this. It's horseshit on broad, so... So I just left things go. Never did get into the broad. really a nice gift, really. Real fine, fine woman. A little dumb, I guess. And so I just let things pass, forgot the whole deal. Then I went downtown with Randy Wyatt and started messing around with this one hooker bar. Finally, one night, I got a little drunk, went home with her. Pretty nice. Yeah, she's not, you know, she's a real good looking broad. Well, Alan took control of us. And so I spent a couple hours with her. Couldn't stay out after curfew, and just left the bar at about 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Went to her place until about 10 to 9, and then went back place. And this is about a couple weeks ago. I was getting ready where I was going to go out of my mind. I should go back down and see her, and then I got to thinking, oh, yeah, it was. I can abstain some more. I'm going to Sydney, Australia here. PP. Yeah, well, Kate's working real good. And seems to be picking up all this bullshit. I get Mike to talk to you. He was all pissed off at me because I wouldn't tell him what time I was going on R&R. Hell, I put in my request back in September. You know, I wanted it right away. And they didn't ever get it processed until November, first part of November. And I just didn't know, I knew what day I put in for. I put in for the 22nd December. Well, when they finally came back, they had given me the 27th. That was the first part of November. So I wrote him, and he had already bid for December there. And he bid for the 21st, 24th way over in Sydney. And then his bid came back, and he's going to be in Sydney there a whole bunch of for a couple days at a time, starting from about the 19th. And then he'll be there the last day. He'll get there on the 27th, or be back there on the 28th and leave the 29th. So I went ahead and I got my R&R changed now. So I'm leaving to Sydney on the 19th. And I'll be there. He'll be there about 3 days. Should be there a few days for what the schedule he gave me. I just tried to get him off a letter the other day to a little Christmas card, tell him when I'll be there. And meet him in Sydney. It's only 5 goddamn days out, so I'm going to be doing well here. Meet him in Sydney and terrorize the town. There's 2 of the other pilots who are going with him. I'm going with them. They had gotten the 19th. We had all put in for the 22nd. But they had got their date as being the 19th today. Now I got it changed, so we're all going on the same flight. Randy Wyatt and Ross Hanover. You remember Ross Hanover? He's a big guy that in the tree farm, the tree surgeon, California, big dumb something. Hell of a head. But, so the 3 of us go off. It'd be a pretty good deal to have us all, you know, at least be traveling together, terrorizing Sydney together. I don't know what we're going to do, but I left word for Mike to make reservations at whatever his motel or hotel is. Because I plan on picking up a little of that ground. I don't know if what your girl's around. But see, I sure hope I meet some American girl or some Australian girl or something. Anything that doesn't get round eyes and blonde hair, I'll take. I'm not too particular. In fact, there was we had a big party last night for the class 3 and this going away party. So a couple of the people are leaving here next week, and then the rest of class 3 is going to be leaving first part of January, and then this class 4 will be the next people that leave. Anyway, we had a big party last night with there was this U.S. old girl from Montana over there. She's really not that good looking. And one of the pilots said her over. I got to looking at her. I suppose I was getting a little drunk last night. Not real drunk, but a little drunk. I got to looking at her, and I got to thinking she was good looking. And I kept telling myself, oh, you're really screwed up because she's not. Anyway, that's the way it goes. We put on a bunch of skits last night, depicting all of the members of class really, and how they screwed up. I did a skit on the XO, or XO right now. He was a ONC at Bravo. I think I told you about him. He's ONC, C tour. He was drunk half the time. And he was really an asshole. And, I did a skit on him coming into having an AOM, and he was a little bit shit-faced and not knowing, that we had lost a bunch of airplanes and hadn't been there for 3 days. And I guess I'm getting my instant papers ready today. I don't know. Before I had the last skit, I kept feeding the XO drinks so he would never remember what I was saying about it. Anyway, it turned out pretty good. Had a pretty good party. Well, anyway, as I said, I'm going taking off here 5 days. I called up this Mike Price up in Saigon. He's a manager at Pan Am. He knows Mike and I. And, told him I'd be in Saigon the night before the 19th. He's going to line up a party in Saigon, take care of us. Yeah. And then we're going off to Sydney. He was planning on going to Sydney with us, but I guess he called him today and he says he can't. So just be the three of us. I think I'll have a big damn good time in Sydney. I'll go down there and get a little sun and relaxation. Still got gonna be bad out on the beach. Still got a little bit of a gap. I weigh a hell of a lot less. I'm not 152 pounds. I just haven't had time to exercise. I haven't taken time to exercise. Quite as a sheep too. I haven't been out in the sun with a damn. Well, I just stay in my room and stay in the office, stay in an entry. That's about all I've been doing. Okay, so I'll get to spend Christmas Day probably in Sydney, and then I'll leave probably the 26th, come back here, back to the flying and all this good shit. I hit 55 hours this month, turn over 1,000 hours, not bad. Just plugging right along there with my hours, getting pretty damn busy. Okay, anyway, that's what I'm going to be doing here for the next couple of weeks. And then, talk to Mike, make sure he knows and make sure he gets his card. I told him, well, I'll be talking to him before you, I guess. But on the third or the fourth, is all the bachelor, well, just the other bachelor and two of the married guys, Sully and Ed and Adam, are going to take off for Hong Kong, take a week's leave on Hong Kong on the 3rd of February. And going to try and get Mike to meet me down there and terrorize Hong Kong. But I'm going to go. I haven't bought a damn thing for Australia gear and stuff. And I'm going to go crazy and go spend all my money. In Hong Kong, I plan on getting a 240 10S, probably a 2000 Sansui 2000 speaker in the 5000 amp, and I don't know about that playback. And if you think I need it, let me know. For the playback, you had pointed it out to me before you left, and then I'm gonna get a. I think I'll get the dual 1219 turntable. They're really good. They're $135. It's a turntable and a changer. It's supposed to be an excellent machine from what I've heard. You got them in there. A couple of the guys got them. I really like them. And let's see. Oh, I'm going to get a car cassette stereo. For a car. Don't have a car yet, but I will. And then pick up a bunch of clothes for myself, suit and stuff, and that'll be it for myself. Now, what I want you to do is call home and let me know, if I should buy some stuff. I know you bought them some tape recorders. Do they need any speakers or anything? I sent back, I sent over to Jack A20 or is it A80? Anyway, it's that little cassette tape player. And what I thought I might do is buy another one and then give Wade. He had the stereo tape player that I've got right here that he gave me. That I got from you. And by the feet. I don't know. Do you think? Let me know what you think I should get for people back home. When I was in the Philippines, I got them from stainless steelware. It wasn't real good. But it was all I had, and I wanted to send something back for Christmas. And maybe I shouldn't have got it now. But it looks pretty damn good. I got them all three, a set of them. So, and if you need anything, like a cassette tape deck, I'll have my orders. That's another thing. I'll have the other part of the tape for my orders. I'll just say this, I got a pot for faith. Not faith. Anyway, getting back, if you need anything, let me know, because I'll be leaving 3rd of February. So let Mike know, and Mike will meet me there. Have my orders there, buy all this stuff, ship it all home on orders. Ship it wherever I want to get orders. It's a place to buy it. You'll be right there with all the stuff in the world and get it on those super good prices and ship it back. Probably cost me about $100 to ship it back because I can't ship it for free. But I'm going to send it through the mail in Europe. Okay. Next, I'm going to go rob a bank after that.
You're not too many banks over here, and they're hard to rob, very safe.
But after I get back from Hong Kong, I'll be here about another 3 weeks. And then we all have to change plans and all that, my orders and all that first stuff. What I plan on doing, if you want to do it, at first I was going to have Randy Wyatt go back. And he's the other bachelor. All the other people in my class are married. And they're going to be going home to their wives. But I wanted Randy Wyatt to go back, and we go the long way back for an extra $35 go through Europe. Well, because all you got to do is pay the extra transportation, which amounts to about $35, and go the long way around. So what I wanted to do was, Randy Wyatt has got his order. He's going to have to leave in February. So I'll have to leave before I do. And I can't leave until March. And he wants to go home anyway. He's got orders to PP, find P3s in Barber's Point. Good set of orders, but he'll be going home in February. Okay, what I want to do is leave here, say the 5th or 6th of March, maybe the 6th or 7th, I think the 5th is going to be our first camp, maybe the day after June command, and fly to Germany. And if you want to, start looking at some arrangements of getting to Germany. And after I get back from Sydney and talk it over with Mike, I'll get these things firmed up here in the 1st of January. But what I'd like is to meet you in Germany, and then we spend about 2 weeks, 3 weeks in Europe before I go home. I know it's kind of shitty for people back on a ranch, but I'm never going to get a chance to go to Europe for nothing. And this is one way of doing it. Hey, just a second, I'll take a look at this tape for a minute. Anyway, it's still going. But I don't know how you can do it. I want to talk over with Mike. But maybe if Mike could take some time off, and you come over there, we meet in Germany, and I'll just be getting military hops. I guess that I can just take off from here and say I want to be deported in Germany and then picked up in London about 3 weeks after that. Dropped off in Germany and picked up in London about 3 weeks before I got to the States. And I would have tickets available there to the military. And then I would be, I'd have standby to go around Germany, or go around Europe. I just have got military planes and stuff. But, get some clothes, I'd pick up some ski clothes in Hong Kong and go up and do a little skiing in Austria. And just, spend a couple weeks and relax. I haven't mentioned it to them. Well, I guess I did mention it in my tape. Fans back home that I might take a couple weeks instead of coming back to the ranch to work on. And I'll tell you, kid, after a year over here, I'd like to see a little bit more. This is a hell of a way to do it. And if you could make it, take your leave and come over there. I don't know how much money it's going to cost. I don't have a hell of a lot of money saved up. I've got $3,000. And I hope to go go through Sydney fairly cheap, and it's going to cost me $2,000 to probably go through Hong Kong. At least. And so that'd leave me about $1,000 to go through Europe. So probably cost me about $2,500 to go through Hong Kong. But I'll be getting paid a little bit more and everything, so I should be able to swing it as far as money goes. If you need any money, you just I have some. If I have to, you know, pull a dead horse or something, I should really look at some more money instead of spend it all, because I'm going to have to think about buying an automobile when I get out of here. And I'm going to have to start paying off my loan that I got in college. I got a $3,000 loan that I'm supposed to start paying here in March. But I've damn near got that trailer paid for. Pay me that bill and start paying on my college. How is it? I'm making, right now I'm getting a take-home paycheck with $380 every 2 weeks. Which I just turned over 3 years here a couple weeks ago. 3 years service is JG. He's got a pretty good raise. He's got about another $140 a month. So that's going to help. I'm taking home about $380 a paycheck, plus going to be taking out about $150 worth of allotments a month into that trailer. I don't know what the hell that trailer's done. Probably just sat on, just sat there. I don't know, I haven't heard any word from back home. I'll talk to you about that later, try and keep this organized half that. But look into the possibilities of coming to Europe. Because I think there'd be a hell of a plan. I know you said you're going to be getting out of the service here May 15th. And you know, that would be the way to travel. If you get a military flight, or if you could get Mike, you know, to send you over there. One or the other. I'll talk it over with Mike. And we'll try and get this thing firmed up. I've talked to Mike quite a bit over while I'm on R&R. We'll try and get the thing firmed up for we know what the hell we're doing. Okay, I've got a couple minutes left here on this side. I don't want to break into a new subject quite yet, but consider going to Europe and let me know. It's going to take some time. I've talked to personnel about it. You know, I've got to get my request in fairly early, and they might screw me over, you know how it is. But I think if I start working on it a couple months beforehand, you know, I can get it taken care of. And then we get our shit in a bag and, you know, plan a meet over there, let's say the 10th of March, for 2 weeks. Things will be good. Things will be real good. Yeah, the hell of a way to... Hell of a way to end the tour. It might not be the party in San Fran that you and Pat were talking about, but the party in Europe, I think I could enjoy a little bit more. You know what I mean? Okay, this damn thing's still running here. So, you gotta do those two things is check on stuff that you want from Hong Kong and stuff that you think that I should get for the people back home. You know, if they want some dressing and stuff, call home and get the sizes or some jewels. I was thinking, you know, try and get Mom a ring or something. I don't know. I really don't know what the hell to get. But I'd appreciate it if you would look at this stuff and figure out what I should pick up, and I can pick it up there. I don't want to blow $1,000 on it, but because I got to save my money to go to Europe and blow it on the ski hills. Yeah, but you know what I mean. I'd like to send them back some more stuff, and if they need anything for their systems, music systems, let me know, because I don't know exactly what you took bought them, if they're just tape decks or tape recorders, or, you know, let me know what you think I ought to get, and get that off me. Well, hell, here in the first part of any time before the last part of January, because I'm taking off the first part of February, and I'll either get it to me or get it to Mike if Mike's going to meet me there. Yeah. Okay. Ew. Let's see now. I haven't heard a hell of a lot from home. I know. Oh, got a little letter from Sam. Okay, I guess this thing's gonna work now. Anyway, as I said, I got a little note from Sandra. She said that you were you had made it over. What you do in the super stoop. But I can't get my thing set up right here. I'll get my shit in the bag here in a minute. There, I think that looks better. Okay. Anyway, she said you were up there in Montana there for a couple days. She said they had a good flight. Break. Getting back to another little touchy subject, I called my friendly detailer the other day. And I called him a couple weeks ago. And he says, well, hey, we're just, we looked at my name. He says, yeah, we're looking at some orders for you. And he said, we haven't started anything, but says, we got all VR filled up, we got VP filled up, and we've got VS. VS 21 in San Diego. And it's sweet one, Told him, I said, do you have my preference card in front of you? And he said, that's firm. I said, look on that preference card and you will find no squiggly lines like his Inesses. And he says, yeah, but you'll enjoy the S too. I said, bullshit. And so I told him, I'd call him back later and to consider about changing those. Find me something else that's on that preference card. And so, three nights ago, I called him. And I got to him, and he says, yeah, he says, right, we got your orders, getting them really firm down now. And got a tour completion date and everything, And he says, you'll be, tour completion date of 874 BS-21. I says, oh, you made a mistake. He says, because I get out of the service in 473. He says, oh, yes, but you have to extend 16 months to get these orders. And then he kept calling me, is something wrong if you ran to the phone? He says, no, I'm just laughing so goddamn hard I can't spot. If you actually think I'll extend 16 months to go to goddamn VS that I don't want in the first place? He says, oh, I thought you wanted those orders. I said, you stupid chef, There was a commander. I said, you're just crazy. He says, well, would you consider extending, get these orders? I said, shit, no. There's no way in no way in hell I'd consider spending. He said, you send those orders. And I said, but I'll send them right back to you. Refused. Because you can't make me extend again. He said, orders. So he says, well, I told him I would extend if he gave me VR or even VP, West Coast. And I'll extend up 12 months and give me those. But there is no way in hell I'll extend for S2s. And he says, well, he just told me that VR and VP were all filled up. I said, well, I'll look through the VR and VP requirements. He says, sure you won't extend anything to VS? He said, shit, no. So what he's going to do is look through it again, and I have a feeling that I'm going to get orders to VS-21 North Island, San Diego, flying S2s, and probably have a tour completion of my date, RAD date, you know, active duty, retrieve, I don't know, anyway, get a tour completion date or some damn thing of, in 73. So that'll mean a 2-year tour in S2s. That's what it looks like right now. I'm going to call him back after I get back from R&R and just see what, how he's good. And told him I didn't want it, and he says, well, you want a seat? No, you could always go to the training command. I said, you know, throw me in a briar patch first. And so I can't piss him off real bad because they're better than flying S2s in training command, I think. Kind of the bad part about it, in May, if I get this flood in May, I'm supposed to deploy 8 months, come back over here. That'd just blow my goddamn mind. But it'll be off a carrier, and what you do, that's what the Navy's all about, is land on ships. So if I get it, I'll make myself, I won't mind it here for 2 years. Hell, I'll do anything for 2 years. I know one thing, I'm going to have to find myself some ugly broad doesn't drink that can drive me around to the bars in San Diego, though. The old kid is not going to be driving around that town. Not while he's... I might consider giving up booze, for sure. As you know, that town and I don't get along real well in that aspect. But, anyway, that's probably where I'm going to be, is San Diego. I think they're going to screw me over and not give me any VR or VP. But, plus they get the incentive for, I told them I'll extend for up to a year if I get what I've got on my preference card. So, he said, you know, we kind of chatted about it for a while. And I told him I'd call him back. So, I'm standing by. I'll probably know for sure that it looks, my handwriting's on the wall and it's got squiggly lines in it. Saying S, BS. And I say BS. Really, he told me, he gave me all, you know how these people are, Father. Bullshit, anyway. He says, well, they're going to be the first squadron that flies the S3. Says, Roger, they've got 6 S3s right now, and they haven't even flown one yet. He says, yeah, but in a couple of years, you know, you'd be the top. Would be a shoe-in for flying the F-3. Roger, if I was a commander, I might fly an S-3. But, you know, he gave me all this bullshit, you know, highly experienced attack pilot, and attack role, and they'll just put me right in the S-3. I says, you know, in 2 years, they might have the S-3, but they won't have me. But, I don't know. Looks like I'll be in San Diego. Don't always get what you want. And as he said, you know, I can piss him off, and I can get Pensacola, VT1, which would really piss me off. I'll take San Diego on an operational squadron any day, even if it is BS. So, come about April, that's where probably where I'll be the next couple of years. San Diego is not a bad place to lay out. It's a good town, and I'll have more time in it than I did when I was going through the BS, the OV-10 rag. Okay, some of the other people in my class got pretty good orders. Our skipper, Commander Rouse, got orders to Germany. He's on a staff assignment over there, 2 years. Not too bad. And let's see, Sullivan got orders VP, and Wyatt got VP. Ed Madden got VS. They had him down for VT2. He's an academy guy. And they changed that to VS on the East Coast. So he's a little happier about the VS. And Ron Dealey, yeah, it looks like he's going to get OV-10 training back at San Diego. And he just had an outstanding fitness report. Ron is he's a fair-haired boy. He does real good. He does good things. Got a good fitness report from both of the skippers. So I'm sure that was reason he got OV-10 rag. OV-10 rag in San Diego wouldn't be too bad. I don't know. Well, it'd be better than VS for sure. But I don't know. As I said, I'll probably be getting San Diego VS, and that'll be it. Okay. Now, what's the story on the home front? Now, I got a telegram here. I got it on the 1st of December. It was sent on the 25th of November concerning a meeting on the 27th or something, board of directors. Did me a lot of good. I was going to strap on a couple of tanks and go over there. Go to the meeting. But couldn't make it. Couldn't get it on the play schedule. I don't know. Rumors I've heard, things aren't looking that rosy back home. People are all pissed off at each other and stuff. I send them a tape, and I get very little feedback over here. Actually, there's not a hell of a lot I can do about it. I keep pretty damn busy, and I don't know. I guess whatever they decide is going to have to go. I hope the hell they get their shit in the bag. It sounds like the whole country isn't in a real good economical state right now, so I don't know. Maybe that's a problem. Sounds like the ranch is in dire straits, and families are a little pissed off, numerous. I don't know if it'd help much to get home right away or go to Europe. I think it'd help me more to go to Europe. I hate to be selfish or anything about it. Maybe some people will think that I am very selfish, but kid here, like I said, I went downtown once since November, August 30th. I haven't been off the base since August 30th. And I think I missed 2 days of flying, maybe 3 days since then, making a total of about six.
And I've been keeping pretty damn busy at my job in ordnance. I got relieved because they have Webb's division off here. We got a lieutenant in Union. They thought it'd be best if I stepped down to branch officer instead of one of the most important divisions. And so I'm now branch officer with ordnance. And I'm trying to show this guy what to do in the division. I'm still running, still helping out the division. He's a pretty sharp guy. He's pretty busy in the training. Oh, and another thing. I got to meet FTL the other day. Whoopee. That's going to go in my jacket. It's FTL is Fire Team Lead, which is it's the man responsible for the two airplanes. And the senior FTL on a flight is the man responsible. No matter what those two airplanes do, he's the man that makes the decisions on it. And I haven't really led a flight where there hasn't been anybody senior. I mean, where I'm the senior man yet. I only made it last week. Like tonight, I've got there's four JGs and two airplanes, and the other there is one other FTL in there, and he's 3 months senior than me as far as rank. But, anyway, it's a pretty damn good thing. I had to fly a couple checkouts with the skipper. Didn't get to fire on either one of them. The skipper was wanting me to go out and fire, you know, check me firing and stuff. And the second half, we get scrambled over to a place, SeaWolf, supposed to be getting a beach yet. We got over there, and they wouldn't let us clear us in. And, you know, I was the lead, and I controlled both airplanes, you know, real well. Skipper got through, and he said, bullshit, he was hard. He don't usually give FTL a chance to somebody without at least firing, he says, but, you know, you handle the situation extremely well, and you're an FTL now. Gee, thanks, Skip, yeah. It's cool, man. So that's a pretty big thrill. I made it in 9 months. It took me 9 months to make it. But some lieutenant commanders that have been here 6 months that just made it. There's one lieutenant commander that's been here since 1st of September. It'd be September, October, November. 3 months. He had a check the other day. didn't find the target, and he started firing. And he was only about 5 miles off. He didn't make it. He got some real lulus for some of the lieutenant commanders. And they got two lieutenants there that are so far out of sight that dumber than goddamn stones. And they've been here for 3.5 months. Hell, they should know what things are doing. And they're not going to be making FDL. Class 3 is leaving here in the next couple of months, so that's only going to leave about 8 FDLs. Unless they can get some of these lieutenant commanders or lieutenants qualified. And I don't think they're going to qualify these other guys. It's going to mean about 8 or 9 FTLs, just class 4 people, and a couple other real. There's two of the lieutenant commanders that came in are just sharp as tacks, are just out fucking standing people. And they're going to make it real quick. But
some of these guys are just dumber than stones. Kind of piss them off now when I fly with them. I don't really give them shit because, especially if I'm the only FPL, I haven't been in the situation that if I'm the only FPL, I might get in a fight with three lieutenant commanders and I'd be the only FPL. And those boys better do what I say. And and as the skipper said, you know, anytime that one of these, some higher ranking, doesn't go along with what that senior FPL in the flight says, I don't care if the senior FPL is the most junior JG in the squadron, if he says, when I give him the FPL papers, he dictates what that flight does. So. Anyway, it's a big honor and a pretty good thing. Oh, for flying, and starting to have a little shit down here. We got some operations, you probably read in the paper, down in Union Forest, read in the paper, kind of quiet, I guess, but they're getting some real heavy operations in there. Chuck looks like he's really building up, he wants to get a few places, and take over a few towns down there in the far south. So it's been keeping us pretty goddamn busy. I was down there one night, flying on cover hop. We fly on cover hop. They thought that one Navy base was going to get overrun. And we're sitting there, we're talking to the boats and just flying overhead. Goddamn, B-40 boat right below us gets hit. B-40, and they open up with 50 cal from the boats, and you can see the flashes from the inside. I'm in the back seat with one of the new lieutenant commanders. And the other airplanes get some people who know what they want fairly good, I guess. And so we see this shit tape come off, and they guy calls on the radio and says, Jesus Christ, we just got ambushed and we're sinking and we're there on fire and all this shit. Come in. Yes, Raymond. You want to go eat right now? Hey, breaking my story here. I'm going to run over and grab a steak to chow and I'll be back to you in a few days. Anyway, back to my story. I don't really know where I left off and I don't have time. Run the tape back. We're sitting out over these boats when I got hit, and we saw them shooting back at the bank. And so the lead rolled in, and I had a lieutenant commander in my front seat. But I still signed for the aircraft and everything. And he rolled in, he was way out of position. He rolled in and I called him off and said, Jesus, you weren't even shooting anywhere near it. It was hard to work, I guess, but it really got me mad. I know, I could have just rolled in there and just hosed the fucking area right down. And he made a few passes. He made some strikes in the general vicinity. And this boat, in the meantime, another boat pulled up alongside, loaded most people off. A couple of wounded, one was killed, all American. The goddamn boat drifted down the canal a couple hundred meters and blew up. Son of a bitch just went sky high. He really did a job on it. But anyway, that's some of the action we've had down here. And looks like Chuck down here in the southern part is getting his shit in the bag. And it looks like he's gonna try for an offense here in the next couple months. He's gonna try and take a lot of the southern country down here, down in the southern end of the Delta. Looks like we're going to be keeping pretty busy. I don't know how this Christmas cruise is going to be. I don't know, I'm going to be in Sydney soon. Over most of it, I'll be in Sydney over Christmas, which will suit me fine. I'll soon not be here over Christmas. Excuse me. Let's see. Well, what have you been doing lately? Or, you made any plans on what to do? I said, consider that going to Europe. I think it'd be a hell of a good deal. Depends on, you know, what it costs for you to go over. You know, it won't cost me anything. You can't make it, or it might get making. I doubt if I'd go. Get it paid if you go right back to space. But, I don't know, unless you think there's some real possibilities, I've got to be home right away or some damn thing. I think it'll be a hell of an experience and a damn good thing to go on. I said, I'd like to do it. I'm always wanting to go to Europe. And if I get the S2s, I'll never see anything to the east. And the only way I'd ever get another chance to go there is just take off my own to go up there. If I could do it this way with no money, you know, with no cost for transportation, it wouldn't take that much money to. Well, it'd take some if I go to Innsbruck to do all the skiing, but it wouldn't really take that much money. Is your completion date still 15 May? It's coming pretty damn close, Pops. Not too far away, and you're going to be out of the service. Oh, I talked to one of these warrant officers. Borrowed the the wings from last May. He still doesn't have a set of wings. He can't get them over there. Was wondering if you had ever sent them back. So, why don't you send over a set, if you would, please, for him. He's going to be leaving here in about 3 weeks or a month. And he doesn't have any wings. He wanted to know if I had a set. I told him I had one set, but they're the ones I've pinned on. I don't want to give those away very bad. So, I told him, like, I'm going to try and pick him up the set in Saigon, but if you, get this tape, let him set in another set of wings and send him over here. He'd really like it. Okay. Yeah. As I said, I don't have too much time here. I got to go terrorize Delta again here. Few minutes. Say, if Brownie's still around, tell him Merry Christmas and have a good time. It's probably I'm not going to get anything else off of you before Christmas. I've got a few Christmas cards that shows our gun tower. Gun tower with NAM 60. And some of our buildings, it was taken at night. And it says, peace on earth, goodwill toward man, or some goddamn thing. I sent one to Mike. I sent a few out. But tell Brownie, Merry Christmas, and have a good Christmas yourself. I don't know what the hell you're going to do. But have a good Christmas. I hope to run into some of the stews down there in Sydney and have a good Christmas myself. Any Christmas will be better than a Christmas here.
That's for sure. My luck, I'd end up like Joe Chris was having a duty or some damn thing. Or flying all goddamn day. No way I want to do that. I'd rather take my time in Sydney, Australia. Okay, let me know, next letter, just what you want from, Hong Kong, and, how things are doing back home. Figure out what people want from back home, and I'll try and get it for them. Also, just give me a rundown on what the hell's going on back on the ranch. Good, I'd appreciate it. Well, Mike can probably be able to fill me in. I'll be seeing him here within a week. Sounds good. I'll be out of here within a week. Yippee, skippy. That sounds better. And, I guess I'm running out of time and running out of tape and running out of things to say. Now, it looks like this tape's about ended, so take care and fly straight. Yeah, Dan. Please be with you, Pops. I'll see you.